Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
How come you don't sparkle?
Because I live in the real world where vampires burn in the sun.
You go in the sun.
I have a ring. Protects me.
The pocket watch, where is it?
It's supposed to be mine.
Did you get the Gilbert watch?
I can get it.
Good. We're gonna need it.
What is that?
It's a very important crystal.
You're the mystery guy, and I like that. But with mystery comes secrets.
I just need you to trust me.
Trust is earned.
Oh my God, Caroline, what happened?
Nothing.
Did Damon hurt you?
There are bruises all over Caroline.
I'm handling it.
Her vein could weaken him if he ingested it. It would help get you the upper hand.
I knew I couldn't spike your drink. So I spiked hers.
5 bodies all drained of blood?
They've come back.
Mossy Mance. Stefan walks through the dingy cellar. He looks in through a window in a door at Damon, who's lying on the floor.
Where's my ring?
Won't be needing it anymore.
Damon weakly moves his head.
How long have I been here?
3 days.
What are you doing?
During the Dark Ages, when a vampire's actions threatened to expose or bring harm upon the entire race, they would face judgment. They sought to re-educate them rather than to punish them.
You know what will happen if I don't feed on blood.
You'll grow weaker and weaker, and eventually you won't be able to move or speak. In a week, your skin will desiccate, and you'll mummify. A living corpse. Unable to hurt anyone. Ever.
So why are you just gonna leave me in the basement? Forever?
I've injected you with enough ravine to keep you weak. Once your circulation stops, I'll move you to the family crypt, and then in 50 years, we can reevaluate.
I'm stronger than you think.
You always have been. But you're not stronger than the Vervain. And we both know it. I'm sorry. Didn't have to be this way.
Stefan goes. Enfeebled Damon struggles to move his head. The Vampire Diaries. Morning. Elena wakes up in bed. Nina Dobrev, Paul Wellesley, Ian Somerhalder, Stephen R. McQueen. Elena sits up and picks up a diary from the bedside table. She makes to write something, then gives up and gets out of bed. Sarah Canning, Katrina Graham, Candice Akala. She finds Vicky in the bathroom cleaning her teeth.
I'm sorry, I'm almost done.
It's okay. Take your time.
Elena frowns. Vicky comes out of the bathroom and goes over to Jeremy, who's still in bed.
I think you might be in trouble.
What'd you do?
Elena saw me.
I'm a drug-using delinquent. Girl in bed doesn't really rank, sorry.
Elena finds Jenna in the kitchen.
Jenna, are you aware of what's going on upstairs?
Uh-huh.
And you have no objection?
You could be craftier about it. At least make an effort to sneak her in and out. Oh, and just so you know, I won't be home for dinner.
Oh, so you're actually going to do it. You're gonna go out with Logan.
I'm gonna show up and torture him, yes. And have you heard from Stefan?
Not since he left that very vague message 3 days ago. Hi, Elena, I have something I have to do. I'll, explain in a few days.
Have you called him?
Nope, not going to either.
And you're okay with everything?
No, I'm not okay with any of it. But I'm not gonna cry about it either. You know, I was gonna write in my diary this morning, and then I thought, what am I gonna write? Honestly, I'm not gonna be one of those pathetic girls whose world stopped spinning because of some guy.
Okay, then.
I'll be fine.
Stefan and Zach.
He's awake. He's weak, but it's probably best to stay out of the basement. He's Damon. Not sure how dangerous he still might be.
You're going to school?
Came here to live a life. It's about time I get back to that. And Elena, if she's still speaking to me.
Why haven't you called her?
What am I supposed to do, feed her another lie? I hate lying to her, Zach. I'm not good at it. She already thinks I'm hiding something.
What choice do you have? You came back here because you want to live as normal a life as you could. You knew this was going to be a part of it.
Stefan looks pensive. Caroline and Bonnie.
I remember the party. Damon came up behind me and he was kissing my neck or biting my neck. I passed out. It's like there's holes in my memory lately. It's just weird. Maybe I let him bite me.
Why would you do that?
Can we just not talk about it, okay? I just don't want to talk about Damon. I don't want to talk about any of it. Just want to go back to normal. What are you doing with that candle?
Nothing. What's this?
Damon gave it to me. Or he was going to give it to me. All I know is it's mine now.
It's ugly.
Get your grubby hands off it.
It's a pendant featuring a large amber-coloured stone. Caroline hangs it on a coat stand. Later, she's at school with two other girls.
The Sexy Suds car wash is tomorrow. The football team and the band have committed. Well, not all the band, just the ones who can pull off a bikini. I want in-your-face sexy. I mean, it's a fundraiser, for God's sake.
Elena.
Unbelievable.
It's like nothing happened.
She's in denial.
Stefan comes over to them.
Hey.
I gotta go be somewhere right now.
Bonnie goes.
I'm so sorry I haven't called.
No worries. I'll live.
I was dealing with Damon.
And did you deal with Damon?
Yes. Yeah.
For 4 days?
You have every right to be upset with me, but can I explain it all to you, please?
Sure. When?
I gotta be home after school, but the grill, around 4:00.
She nods.
Okay.
Thanks.
Stefan, where's Damon? He has some serious apologizing to do.
He's gone, Caroline.
When's he coming back?
He's not coming back.
Elena stares at him.
I'm sorry.
He gives Elena a pointed look and goes. Elena puts her hand on Caroline's shoulder. Caroline looks numb.
This is a good thing, Caroline.
I know that.
At the Mystic Grill, Elena finds Matt playing pool.
Hey, Matt, have you seen Stefan?
Nope. But if you want to kill some time, you can rack. Come on, we haven't played in forever. I'll let you break.
She smiles. At Mossy Manse, Zach hears Damon in the cellar. Zach looks troubled. He walks down into the cellar and makes his way over to the room that Damon is being held in.
I'm full of vervain. I've been putting it in my coffee for 16 years. My blood will only make you worse. Damon?
So is your vervain. Good for you. Good for you. Family only runs so deep, huh?
We're not family, Damon. Only in the most dysfunctional sense. In fact, I avoided having a living, breathing, loving family because of you.
I don't guess I could talk you into bringing me a rabbit or something. I'd settle for Stefan's diet at this point.
You know, I can't do that.
You succeeded, Zach. I'm shutting down. You're like your grandfather. He didn't like it when I came to visit either.
But you don't visit, Damon. You appear. Unannounced, reminding me that this isn't my house, that you're just permitting me to live here. Hell, that you're permitting me to live.
Someone had to mow the lawn.
I came to say goodbye, Damon.
Damon grabs Zach through the window in the door.
Unlock the door, Zach.
Stefan appears and prizes Damon's hand off Zach's throat. Zach collapses onto the floor. Stefan grips Damon's wrist. He lets go and Damon falls back inside the cell, exhausted.
Keep it up, Damon. More energy you expend, the faster you'll go.
And there's Vicky all nonchalant in the bathroom like it's no big deal that they're hooking up.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Your brother and my sister, that's weird.
Yeah.
Elena's phone.
How late is he?
Hitting the hour mark.
Nothing's wrong, though.
Which means I'm not talking boy problems with you.
Good. I mean, it's not like we were ever best friends or anything.
Okay. Here goes. What do you think of Stefan? Is he a good guy?
Why? What's he done?
Not any one thing. He's just so secretive all the time. I think there's something that he doesn't want me to know, which makes me want to know all the more.
Like what? Like that he's a serial killer and he keeps a clown suit in his trunk?
No, of course not. But what do we know about him, really?
He's great at football. A little bit of a loner. And as much as I hate saying it, he might be a nice guy.
She leans on her pool cue.
So you think I'm just being paranoid?
I think you should talk to him.
Talk to who? I'm so sorry that I'm late.
What happened?
I got held up.
Is everything okay?
There's this thing with my uncle.
You couldn't call and tell me that you're gonna be an hour late?
Okay, you two have fun.
Matt goes.
I'm really sorry. It was unavoidable.
What was unavoidable?
He looks down awkwardly.
Okay.
Elena, please.
No, Stefan, don't you get it? Every question gets a vague non-answer. What is so awful that you're afraid to tell me?
I know you.
The older bearded man stares at Stefan.
My God.
I'm sorry?
I know you. How can it be?
I think you have the wrong person, sir.
You haven't aged a day.
Elena looks quizzically at Stefan.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Hey, can I take you home? And we can talk about it. Is that okay?
Wait, what was that?
I don't know. Nothing.
Right, nothing. Okay, I gotta go, Stefan. Excuse me.
She heads off. Stefan looks round and sees the older man still staring at him.
I tried. I want so much to make things right, but every instinct in my body is telling me to be careful. What you don't know can hurt you.
Evening, Sheriff.
Logan Fell joins Sheriff Forbes in the grill.
Anything?
We went over the entire west side of the lake. All the caverns by the falls were clean, no signs of habitat.
And they're staying in town.
We canvassed all abandoned buildings and warehouses.
It has to be a private residence.
And that much harder to locate, if not impossible. These creatures are smart. They know how to go undetected.
Well, someone who only comes out at night should eventually become obvious.
What about the watch?
I'm working on it.
I knew the Gilberts. That watch is passed down to the men in the family. I'd start with Jeremy.
Hey, Logan!
Logan smiles and goes over to Jenna.
I can't believe you really came.
You have an hour. Make it count.
You okay?
Is Vicky in there?
Don't answer a question with another question. Maybe. What's wrong with you?
I'm miserable.
Well, you should go get something to eat.
Elena smiles faintly. She walks downstairs.
Jenna? Jenna?
She goes into the kitchen.
Stefan? What are you doing here?
Dinner. Jeremy told me that chicken parmesan is one of your favorites, and I happen to be a good cook. Italian roots demand it. I can even make my own homemade mozzarella. Only tonight, it is, unfortunately, store-bought. Sorry.
I don't know what you're trying to accomplish.
You want to know me, right?
She nods.
I figure if you're going to dump me, you should at least, know who you're dumping. So let's start with Catherine.
Stefan.
She was the most beautiful girl that I had ever met. She had this perfect olive skin. And she had this laugh. It was ridiculous. I mean, her laugh made you laugh. And she was fun. She knew how to have a good time. But Catherine was also very impatient, entitled, and selfish, and impulsive. Enter Damon. He claims that he was with her first. I don't know. I do know that I did some things that I'm not proud of. And my biggest regret
is not being able to make it right before she died.
Elena nods.
I miss her, but I'm no longer crippled by her loss.
Vicky and Jeremy.
It's very nice what you did for Stefan. Very romantic.
Well, I was feeling romantic.
Look what I found. Elena Gilbert. Take one tablet every 4 to 6 hours as needed for pain.
Those are left over from the car accident.
So she won't miss them.
No, no, not with that. That's an antique.
Vicky crushes up a tablet. Jeremy looks uneasy.
I feel like we're always getting high.
That's the beauty of choice.
Well, then let's choose not to. I mean, we don't have to be high all the time, right?
I really hope you're not one of those guys who, now that we're together, tries to change everything about me.
No.
He turns away.
Good.
She smiles and carries on crushing the tablet. He smiles uncertainly. Elena and Stefan.
I'm an avid reader, huge Fitzgerald fan, The Great Gatsby, his masterpiece. But I'm no snob. I love some good Grisham. I think Seinfeld is the best American television show of the past 50 years. But I Love Lucy is all time. The Love and Cup episode is the best, I think. Huge Scorsese fan. I can watch Taxi Driver over and over again.
Here, let me.
As far as music, it's pretty much across the board. Dylan, Hendrix, Patsy, Willie, little Kanye. You know what? I even like that one Miley song. Easy.
I didn't say anything. Hey, this is for the garlic bread, right? Because I'm not eating garlic unless you agree to, too.
Are you kidding? I love garlic.
She cuts her finger.
Ow. Ah.
You okay?
Yeah, I think so.
He gets a drop of blood on his finger. He stares at it. Elena sees his reflection in the kitchen window as she washes the cut. His eye sockets appear to darken. She frowns.
Your face.
Yeah, I think I got something in my eye.
Stefan. Hey. Stefan.
His canine teeth have elongated. He keeps his back turned to Elena until the vampiric symptoms have subsided.
I think that my paranoia has turned into full-blown hallucinations.
Part of your charm.
They stare into each other's eyes. Stefan leans towards Elena. She hesitates for a moment, then plants a kiss on his lips.
When the morning came, I was up before first light.
They kiss again. In the basement at Mossy Mance, Damon is looking pale and unwell.
Caroline. Caroline.
No, Tiki, do not do the one piece, okay? I've seen it on you. Trust me. Yeah, we are going for stripper pole vibe this year.
Caroline.
Yeah, maybe we should watch the cars in slow motion. No.
Caroline.
In her room, she looks round.
What? Oh, no, sorry. So I'll just see you tomorrow. Two piece. Okay, bye.
She hangs up and sees a raven outside her window.
Shoo! 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 Ah! God.
She hugs a pillow for comfort. In the basement at Mossy Mance, Damon stares up. Stefan looks in on Damon.
I bet you're feeling pretty good about yourself, aren't you?
Stefan looks in through the window in the door.
Not particularly.
You won. You got the bad guy. Now nothing can come between you and Elena. Except the truth. The lies will catch up to you, Stefan. Long as you keep lying to yourself about what you are.
The beauty of you in there and me out here is that I can walk away.
Which he does. A banner proclaims Sexy Suds Car Wash help Mystic Falls High School. Bikini-clad babes and hunks in swimming trunks wash cars. Caroline and Elena are cashiers.
No friend discounts. No freebies. No pay you laters. We are not running a charity here.
No, we are not.
Hi.
Hey! The event is called Sexy Suds, you know?
Hinting that they have too many clothes on.
Did we just get scolded?
And judged, yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but I guess you're gonna have to take that off.
I think you have to go first.
Okay.
She pulls her jumper off.
Okay, sorry, so not sexy.
Her hair got tangled up in it.
I disagree.
They share a kiss. Matthew watches them.
Uh-uh, no. None of that tortured pining stuff.
Just observing.
Oh, Tiki, this one's yours.
Why do I always get the homely one? Just to be clear, your car's a POS. I mean, we can wash it, but it's still a POS.
You don't have to be rude.
Now, rude is uglying up the road with that junker.
Unimpressed, the guy walks away from his car. Bonnie watches as Tiki fills a bucket with a hose pipe. The soapy water erupts into Tiki's face.
Yes! Oh my God!
Whoa! Hey! Whoa!
What the hell?
Matthew hands her a towel.
Went wild, Tiki.
Bonnie regards Tiki curiously and smiles to herself. Logan does a piece to camera as Jenna watches.
All proceeds are going to the school's athletic department, still healing from the tragic death of their football coach, William Tanner. The citizens of Mystic Falls coming together in support of one of their own. Cut it.
Classy.
Thank you.
But you're still gonna video the girls in bikinis, right?
Oh, 53% of Americans watch the news with the sound off.
Thank you for dinner. I had a nice time.
Do you remember the last time we were in the school parking lot?
Nope. Doesn't ring a bell.
Really?
Nada. Especially not having sex in the minivan.
They both smile.
That was a good day.
She grins at him.
What?
You're getting soap in that.
Oh, it's fine.
I noticed that Damon has one too. Is there a story behind it?
Yeah, it's the family crest. It's from the Italian Renaissance.
Huh.
She looks at the ring.
What's a stone?
It's called lapis lazuli.
Huh. You should really take it off. I can put it in my bag.
No, it's fine. Really. I think so.
Okay. I'm gonna get some towels.
Okay.
She goes. Stefan carries on washing the car and stares thoughtfully after her. He looks down at the ring. Elena walks over to Caroline.
Hey, we're out of towels and those shimmy things. I will get some more. Mind the money.
She goes, passing a raven sitting up on a pole. She walks along a dark corridor in the high school. She makes her way over to a door and finds it's locked. She turns around and looks up the corridor, which is lined with lockers. Damon appears behind her.
Caroline, help me. Caroline, help me.
He vanishes.
That'll be $20. I saw you last night. You were talking to a friend of mine at the grill.
Well, I thought it was somebody I knew.
Stefan Salvatore.
Nah, it can't be. It's just my mind playing tricks on me.
Where do you think you'd seen him before?
When I first moved here, I stayed at the Salvatore boarding house.
Oh.
Stefan was just passing through to visit his uncle. I mean, none of us knew he was even here until the attack.
The attack?
His uncle got killed. Mauled by an animal in the woods.
His uncle, Zach.
Joseph.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't think I'm familiar with the story.
Well, how could you? I mean, this happened years ago.
Grandpa, you gotta go. Mom wants you home, okay?
He wasn't bugging you, was he? He's a little Alzheimer.
No. He was sweet.
Elena goes after him.
Hey, sir, I'm sorry. Are you sure that the man that you saw, that you knew, his name was Stefan Salvatore?
Yes. I remember his ring and his brother.
Damon?
Yeah. Stefan and Damon Salvatore.
When was this?
It was early June 1953. Yeah, June 1953.
Elena walks back to the car wash. She looks pensively over at Stefan, who's washing a car. She smiles at him. He tosses his sponge in a bucket and walks over to her.
Caroline finally freed you, huh?
I don't know where she went. She abandoned me. Hey, I realized earlier I had no idea that your family was from Italy.
No? Last name Salvatore didn't do it for you?
Right. Duh. Are there any other Salvatores in Mystic Falls?
My uncle Zach.
Where did everyone else go?
Kind of just spread out.
Hmm.
Why?
Just trying to learn more about you.
He eyes her, then looks down.
Where are you taking me?
We can't hide out in your room all the time. Welcome to my other favorite party place.
What, the cemetery?
Yeah, it's cool, huh?
Yo, Vic!
What's up, Jared?
You babysitting Donovan?
This is Jeremy. He's cool.
Elena, Jenna, and Logan at the car wash.
Your car was done an hour ago. You were saying that out loud. Why?
Hi. Elena, right? I think I met you once when you were 9.
Oh. Your emotional maturity level when we were together.
Ouch. Here, I thought we were making progress.
Is he enough in your good graces so that I can ask him for a favor?
If I do her a favor, will I get back in your good graces?
A very reluctant maybe to both.
Done. Wait. One condition. Dinner, tonight, your house.
Fine. But you're eating leftovers.
Ooh. What do you need?
Do you have access to old news stories, say, 50s?
Yeah, at the station. Between the archives and the internet, we pretty much have everything.
I have this report way past you. He'd be a lifesaver.
I'm heading there now. Let's go.
If anyone asks, you don't know where I went. I don't want Caroline to know that I left.
She looks over at Stefan, who's washing her car. Caroline walks up outside Mossy Manse.
Caroline.
She walks across the lawn towards the building. A raven sits outside the house. Caroline walks automaton-like up to some French windows. She tries one and finds it's locked. The next one is open. She steps inside and walks along a dark corridor.
Caroline.
She walks down the stairs into the basement. She walks along a gloomy corridor in the basement.
Damon?
A pallid-looking Damon opens his eyes. She looks in through the window in his cell door.
Oh my God! What is this? How did I know that you were here?
Because I wanted you to. Very, very badly.
He staggers over to the door.
Let me out of here. Please.
You bit me.
You liked it. Remember?
She shakes her head.
Why do I keep remembering the same things, but in different ways?
You remember what I want you to remember. And now that the vervain has passed out of your system, you won't remember what you're about to do.
What am I about to do?
You're gonna open the door. You're gonna open the door.
She reaches for the bolt. Zach appears.
No!
Get out of here!
Run!
Zach struggles to hold the door shut, but Damon forces it open. He breaks Zach's neck. Caroline flees back up the stairs. Damon grabs hold of her foot, but she kicks him away. She runs back through the house with Damon hot on her heels. He trips over a loose carpet. She runs into a bright room, and the daylight singes Damon, bringing him to a halt.
Oh.
He watches as she runs away from the house. At the car wash, Bonnie leans against the car. Tiki comes over to her.
Sweeper duty.
What?
We have to clean the pavement.
It's a car wash. By definition, the pavement's clean.
But not dry.
And I'm doing this why?
Caroline bailed, so that leaves me in charge.
Fabulous.
Tiki hands her a broom and goes. Bonnie sighs wearily and looks down at a pool of water on the ground. It begins to steam. Suddenly it bursts into flames like petrol. The blazing water spreads back to a car which is being washed. Bonnie watches mesmerized as the car begins to burn. People stare at it in alarm. Stefan comes over to Bonnie. He shakes her and the flames go out.
Hey.
What just happened?
You were in some kind of a trance.
Did I do this?
I think so, yeah.
Nobody else saw, did they? No. Don't tell anybody.
Elena is with Logan at the TV studios.
We digitized all our archives last year. You can pull all the remote footage right up on screen. What is it exactly you're looking for?
An incident from 1953, if it even happened, at the old Salvatore boarding house.
Sorry, one second. Yeah, fire. All right, I'll be right there. I gotta go. You believe there's actual news to cover in this town? All right, use keywords to search the database. It's pretty easy to navigate, and Brady, down in tech, will help you out anything you need.
Okay.
All right? Oh, hey, could you put in a good word for me with Jenna?
You got it.
All right. Good luck.
Logan goes. Vicky and Jeremy are in the graveyard with her friends.
What?
I'm stoned in a cemetery.
You don't mind, they're dead.
You know what? I'm gonna take us up a notch.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, nice. Vicky's from Vicky.
Thank you, Elena Gilbert, whoever you are.
You took those from the house?
She wasn't using it.
She's gonna notice if they're gone. That's not cool.
Jeremy takes the pills.
It's no big deal, Jer.
Yeah, it kind of is, Vic.
Damn, dude. Vicky brought the party, please.
Shut up, Tony.
She goes after Jeremy.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you mad.
Well, what are we doing partying in a cemetery with a bunch of losers?
Those are my friends.
They're waste of space, small town lifers.
Yeah? What am I?
You're different,
no,
Vic.
No, you are. You're the kid with the big house who's acting out because his parents died. Guess what? You'll get over it. You will pull yourself together, move on, and one day tell your kids stories about your dark period growing up. And I'll still be here, waiting tables at the grill, partying at the cemetery with a bunch of waste of space, small town lifers. Go home, Jeremy. If I want to feel like crap about myself, I'll just go back to Tyler.
Stefan and Matthew at the car wash.
Hey, have you seen Elena?
Nope, not for a while.
You think she went home?
Not sure.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm not saying this for you. I'm saying it for her. But she's big on trust. So whatever you're holding back from her, the more you try to hide it, the more she won't stop till she figures it out.
He goes, leaving Stefan looking thoughtful. At the TV studio, Elena works at the computer. She searches for Joseph Salvatore. An old black-and-white news report opens on screen.
This is Franklin Fell reporting to you from the Salvatore boarding house, where a brutal animal attack has ended in tragedy. Hey, they're bringing out the body, so you can get closer.
Two paramedics wheel a bagged-up body out of the house on a gurney.
Is that the nephew?
Lurking in the shadows at the back of the shot is a man. The camera zooms in on him, and it turns out to be Stefan. Elena stares at the image, then looks around uneasily. Stefan disappears back into the building. Caroline's mother, Sheriff Forbes, comes into Caroline's room and finds her lying on the bed.
I didn't see you at the car wash.
Left early.
Honey, are you okay? Anything you want to talk about? Is it a boy thing?
Mom, I want to talk boys. I'll call Dad. At least he's successfully dating one.
Her mother gasps under her breath, then withdraws from the room. At Mossy Mant, Stefan crouches down and looks at the bloody remains of a raven lying on the floor.
Zack!
He finds Zack's body in the basement.
Oh, no, Zack.
Dear Diary, I'm not a believer. People are born, they grow old, and then they die. That's the world we live in.
Caroline looks at the pendant Damon gave her as she gets into bed and turns the light off.
There's no magic, no mysticism, no immortality. There is nothing that defies rational thought.
A tearful Bonnie goes to see a middle-aged woman.
I don't know what's happening to me. I know, dear.
They hug.
Oh, Gramps.
Jenna looks in the living room.
Logan?
He searches a room upstairs.
Logan?
People are supposed to be who they say they are and not lie or hide their true selves.
He finds a pocket watch.
What are you doing here?
Oh, hey man, just looking for the bathroom.
Jeremy eyes Logan suspiciously. Stefan cradles Zack's body in his arms. In her room, Elena studies her reflection in the mirror.
It's not possible. I'm not a believer. I can't be. But how can I deny what's right in front of me? Someone who never grows old.
1953.
Never gets hurt.
Oh my God, your hand. Is it deep? How bad is it?
Someone who changes in ways that can't be explained.
Hey, are you okay? You're right.
A flashback to Stefan's eyes darkening in the kitchen.
Your face.
Girl's bitten.
What is that? Oh my God, what happened to you?
It's nothing. Body's drained of blood.
Did she say what kind of animal it was?
She said it was a vampire.
Elena stares at her reflection in the mirror as realization dawns. Vicky and her slacker mates are still in the graveyard.
Donovan?
No, I'm good.
She stares glumly into the campfire.
Not it.
Vicky.
She gets up and walks over to a car. She turns its radio on.
Hey, man, you okay?
Damon's leaning against the back of the car.
Come here.
You don't look good.
Come closer. I have something I have to tell you.
She steps over to him and he collapses.
Whoa. I gotcha. It's okay.
He bites her neck. Her struggling becomes weaker until she stops moving altogether. Damon pauses, then carries on drinking her blood. At Mossy Mant, Stefan opens a box and takes out a wooden stake. He runs through the house with it and opens the front door. He finds Elena on the doorstep.
What are you?
ITFC audio description by John Walskill.
Now that the remaining 24 contestants have performed again, it's time to send four of them home. Two girls and two boys will have their dreams shattered in American Idol. The results next on ITV2.